Dalen Coons front court. Dalen down the lane he goes. A layup. Brother side is up and in. Switched hands in the air, went right-handed and put it up. Dribble for the freshman and a bounce up top caught by Dalen Coons. Dalen looking to maneuver. He backs up head of the key now. Looking to drive right. Spins left. Goes down the lane. Layup up there and in. What a play. Johnson to Coons. Dalen front court. Dalen's going to pull up and take a three. Got it. Shot clock reset. Block again. To Coons for three. Yes! Bears have blown this thing open. 17-point lead with 9 minutes to go.
There's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, on KFKA last night broadcasting this. Well, this blowout. The Bears needed it. They win 79-61 over Sacramento State. Well done to UNC. Dalen Coons, 27 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. Hell of a game, man. He had no turnovers. The ball in his hands a lot. 2 for 5 at the 3-point line, 12 of 19. This guy is in takeover mode. Folks, go out and see this team on Monday. Seriously, Southern Utah is coming to town. That is going to be a huge game for the Bears. And you are witnessing, as we learned on Monday, he will be, in my mind, the third Big Sky Conference Men's Basketball Player of the Year. That's going to be Dalen Coons. Go out and witness a Big Sky Conference MVP. Whew, they get the job done. 79-61, blowout in the second half. 41 outscored the Hornets 41-29. You know, it's funny. We had Bodie Hume on the show talking to us about stopping Bryce Fowler. Well, they didn't. They stopped everybody else, though. Bryce Fowler had 29 points. He did about what he did, if not more so, in the time before when Sacramento State beat UNC. But nobody else did anything. I mean, Wilbon had 14 points. That's it. You had twos and ones and fours and six. Bears dominate. 13-11 now. 8-4 in the Big Sky Conference. That was a must-needed win, kind of a must-win situation. That pushed them up into fourth place in the conference. Now a full game ahead. I believe they're a game ahead of Montana. They also have the win over Montana. So they are behind Southern Utah in the standings, folks. That game is monster coming up. Southern Utah is 9-3. The Bears have already beat Southern Utah. And Weber State's not that far ahead. They're 11-3. You still have Weber State. You're on the road against them, but some big games coming up for UNC. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. And the basketball continues to be great throughout the state of Colorado, man. It's a lot of fun. We're having a blast with all of these teams. You got CSU tonight against Fresno State, I believe. Is Wyoming going tonight, too? I think they are. So we're going to get into all of that. The Nuggets back in action. We're having some fun talking Nuggets after the trade deadline. We're going to have Chris Dempsey on the show from Altitude TV. Nuggets stood pat. Didn't make any moves. But I did get some good news about Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. We're going to talk about that with Chris Dempsey, which brings us to our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. If Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. come back next month, maybe sooner, are the Nuggets a title contender? Does that do enough to make them a contender at this stage? And you got 57% say no. Man, I don't know. You've had a joker that has kept this thing held together, and somehow they're only a few games out of that fourth spot. So I would I think a little differently on that side. It's going to be tough, but I think if you can get Jamal and MPJ to produce just a little bit, you're going to be pretty happy. You're going to think this team might be able to compete. And again, so many teams, it's up in the air. You know, Porzingis gets traded from the Mavericks. They're certainly not content with where they are in their situation, trying to get better. The top teams are going to be studs. They're going to be tough to get through. You have to try to. It's all about seeding now for the Nuggets. Games are getting very important down this stretch. You do not want to play. You want to avoid playing Phoenix and Golden State as late as you possibly can. Phoenix sitting at 45-10. They are 9-1 in their last 10. Golden State was on I believe they lost last night, too. So they've lost two in a row. They were on an 8-game winning streak, I believe, and they've lost the last 2 games. Denver's not that far out of fourth place, though. Utah has certainly been up in the air. They've been back and forth. They're 5-5 in their last 10. You have Memphis rolling, which is the interesting one. I tweeted this out. I thought this was, you know, the James Harden deal. I said, hey, Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic, they're going back and forth as far as who's leading the MVP race at this stage. Well, one team thought he needed an all-star, and the other team thought we'd be all right. We'd be all right at the trade deadline. Now, again, Jamal's coming back. Michael Porter Jr. is coming back. Neither one of those guys are all-stars yet. I don't know. Maybe they will be. It's going to be tough to say you can get three all-stars from one team someday. But the Philadelphia 76ers sitting at 32-22, fifth in the Eastern Conference, made the move, moved on from Simmons. And I'm not like saying it, disagreeing with the move. They weren't getting anything. They weren't utilizing Simmons, and that was a whole dumpster fire of issues there. So, I mean, getting Harden in, who wanted to be out of Brooklyn, good luck. We'll see. Boy, beginning of the season and beginning of last season, I mean, which all we talked about was Brooklyn's just going to dominate once they can get healthy. And you really never got to see the whole thing take effect collectively, really. I mean, Durant was hurt a good chunk of last year. This year, obviously, you had injuries plus Kyrie Irving situation where he didn't get to play for a long time, still doesn't get to play at home. So you never got to see that thing take hold. And I think most people believed they would just run the table. Now they're sitting at 29-26, 0-10 in their last 10. So obviously they needed to do something to stop the bleeding. We'll see if it works out for them, getting Ben Simmons over to the Nets. The Lakers continue to spiral as well. They were trying desperately to get some trade action with Russell Westbrook. Couldn't get it to happen. Couldn't get it to stick. So now they're sitting at ninth. They're 3-7 in their last 10. So can the Nuggets make a move? That's the big question. You know, they have Boston tonight. I think they're dogs in that game. They have a chance to make their six games over 500. They're 30-24. And I know, again, the higher they can get up in that standings, in those seeds, the better chance they have, because you just don't want to go through what you did in the bubble, where you had to, I mean, you went through the gauntlet. You know, what was it, Portland? Was it Portland in the first round? No, I think so. I believe so. Portland and Utah and then Phoenix. You just don't want to get in that situation where you're going to have to go through both of those top two teams. And again, more than likely, that's what it's going to take, but the better you can get now, the better seed you can get now is really going to bode well for your chances to be a contender. Like right now, if Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray were fully healthy and rolling with this team, who knows what their record would be. But you got to wonder if they would be right there at the top of this thing. So we will get Chris Dempsey on the show. Excited to talk to him about all things Nuggets, the fact they didn't do anything on the trade deadline, what Chris thinks about the rest of the NBA. Before we do that, though, we need to get to the big story of the day, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. I got plenty of big stories. I want to get to the NFL awards last night. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers, but thought this was a big one for Broncos country. The Broncos are expected, according to Ian Rapoport, to hire longtime defensive coordinator Dom Capers as a senior defensive assistant to their brand new defensive coordinator Ivero. And I'm having a difficult time. I've messed his name up three times already. Capers has been a defensive coordinator for four different teams and brings his vast experience for a first-time coordinator. Love that move. Sure. Bring in somebody that can be kind of a senior defensive assistant to assist. I like that move. Man, I think that Nathaniel Hackett and company have just done a great job so far of showing at least, hey, we're going to change the offense. Things are going to change. We're going to become a high-flying offense, but we're not ignoring the defense. They're bringing a young and up-and-comer to be their defensive coordinator. And they're bringing Dom Capers in to kind of help guide him along. I think that's wonderful. That is a heady move, man. That is a great move. Wouldn't that have been awesome if, like, Vic was bringing in, okay, Pat Shermer's not getting the job done. Not that he needed to be advised or whatever, but you just bring in somebody that can put more attention on that. Like that move very much. 15 minutes after the hour. Before we break, don't forget, On the Rocks Liquor, they're celebrating their 11th anniversary this year. Can't believe it. Try the game beer of the week from Crabtree Brewing. It's a Paradise Porter. You can pick up selections from Crabtree or any of your favorite adult beverages. You can use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight every single night. Today, join the folks at On the Rocks Liquor for a free wine tasting from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So, On the Rocks, we absolutely love that. Should we register somebody for our bracket challenge, our whole show bracket challenge? I want to get you in the mix. PDC Energy is putting up $500. The winner of our bracket challenge gets $500. No gimmicks. Susan and Cheryl love this. No gimmicks at all. Seriously. Second place gets $200 from Bear Insurance. Third place gets a foursome of golf from the Eaton Country Club. So, you know, top three players are going to win something, and there's no entry fee. Now, I've had a lot of hooligans asking this question. Have you sent it out yet? Have you sent it out yet? The brackets. Folks, it's February 11th. We will not have the brackets ready until conference tournaments are over and we get to Selection Sunday. So you're gonna get them on a short turnaround, and you're gonna have to bust it. But just remember that they're not gonna be out for a few more weeks. But sit tight, we'll get you in. I'm gonna go caller number 3, 970-353-1310 on the First Advantage Hotline, 970-353-1310. Remember, the winner takes home $500 for winning our bracket challenge. Caller 3, 970-353-1310. 17 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, Chris Dempsey, does he have good news? Is help on the way for the Denver Nuggets? We'll talk about it next.
Hear Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just 22 minutes after the 12 o'clock on this Friday afternoon. A few snowflakes out there, but I don't know if it's going to accumulate too much. I guess we'll keep our eyes on it. You'll have to listen to a weather show or something throughout the day. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline is Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV. Chris, my friend, a lot to talk about today, getting into the trade deadline, kind of this push for the Nuggets and where they are right now in the standings. But first, we got to talk about your tweet from like 3 hours ago, because I was doing some cartwheels. You tweeted out some good news coming from Nuggets President of Basketball Operations, Tim Conley, that he was on Altitude, of course, and said that the status of both Jamal and Michael Porter Jr., saying he thinks they will be physically cleared to return, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future. All right. How not-too-distant? Are we getting pretty pumped up here?
Yeah, that we don't know. we don't know what that exactly means, but I'll be honest with you. I was fairly surprised to hear it, and obviously in a good way. We've all been watching the videos go by, especially of Jamal Murray. And, you know, Jamal Murray looking more mobile, looking, you know, better and better. And to that end, you know, Tim Conley also said that, you know, the rehab for actually both individuals, the rehab was going really, really well. And so, knock on wood, it continues to go in that direction for both of them. And so, you know, I think one of the things it says is we definitely can believe our eyes, what we were seeing, especially from Jamal Murray. And, you know, in regards to Michael Porter Jr., we've really only seen him shooting jump shots. You know, I mean, that's been about the extent of the video of Michael Porter Jr. And he's been making a lot of jump shots, and he's obviously, we know what kind of shooter he is. So behind the scenes, he must be showing them something that we obviously are not seeing, you know, in public. So be that as it may, it's really good news for Nuggets fans and anybody who had hope that not just one but maybe both of them will return this season. This is the most positive news in terms of those things happening that we maybe have heard all season long.
Well, I think the thing that I caught, I think you and I talked about this a while ago, or I heard something maybe even on Altitude, where it's like you're not getting any kind of talk from anybody like Tim Connelly that's realistic saying anything like, hey, they might be back. This is that first step. This is when you first start hearing, okay, maybe we're going to get down closer to it where something good could happen. So when you start hearing Tim Connelly saying the not-too-distant future, that's at least that first step that I think gives Nuggets fans hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the timeline of events will have to be the players will have to be cleared for physical contact first. And so I think that's the biggest hurdle right now. When will they be cleared for physical contact? And, once that happens, you usually, in the past, it's about maybe a week or two before you start really seeing, players being inserted back into the lineup. Because once you get cleared for physical contact, then you have this, they have to go through that physical contact, right? So it's, one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three, then are you participating in practice drills, five-on-five, scrimmage drills? And we know that none of these NBA teams are getting a ton of practice with the schedule being as packed as it is. So I think in regards to that, the two-on-two, three-on-three stuff would be pretty good news. And then if the Nuggets do practice, did they participate in practice if there was any contact drills in that session at all. So I think we can start to really dial in on what's being said, how it's being said. Are they cleared? And once they're cleared, are they going through that contact? Is it full sessions of practice, or is it just stuff on the side? Is it just more drills day by day? All of those things you start to pay attention to. So we'll see. But certainly, if you thought that there might be a chance that neither one of them would play this season, this is probably the first time that you think, well, maybe one or both do play this season. And I think that for all of us is quite frankly a sigh of relief.
I was kind of reserving my expectations, I suppose, for both Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. and the Nuggets, to be honest. I want them to be a playoff team. I think Joker's that great of a player that he certainly gets them in a good spot. But I've been kind of just reserving any kind of realistic expectation about how far they'll go, when those two will come back. But honestly, Chris, seeing that tweet, my brain kind of started going into that mode of, all right, if the Nuggets can maintain that, keep out of that the play-in spot and maybe move up a little bit, then who the heck knows? They might be able to make a move, assuming you get Jamal and Porter that can play at a decently high level. And again, I know they're going to be trying to come back from the injury and all that. It's not going to be overnight necessarily, but if they can come out and produce some decent minutes for you, man, the bench gets better. Everything gets better from top to bottom.
Yeah, it just all falls back into place. And, you're right about, their relative level of effectiveness remains to be seen. But, I think from, even from the standpoint of, and I think this applies to Jamal a little bit more than it applies to Michael Porter, because Michael Porter did play a small portion of this season. He would be coming back within the same season. And as long as he's in good condition, and I think him getting back into rhythm is a little bit shorter process than Jamal Murray, who obviously had major knee surgery and hadn't played for, we're closing in on a calendar year here, and has to really feel himself back out, feel the game back out, get back into rhythm. His road to be super effective is a lot longer and maybe not even obtainable this season, but just his mere presence out there and the threat that he could at any moment in a game just kind of go off, even if it's not like, oh, he scored 25, 30 points, averaging all those points a game. Maybe if it's not that, if it's like 17 points per game, but all of a sudden you have these moments when they truly, really need him, and he knocks in two or three three-point shots or makes the pass or the play to Nikola Jokic, and they are able to assume a lot of the defensive attention, and now guys on the outside, Jabrin Forbes becomes even that much more effective. Michael Porter Jr. gets back to the space where he was most effective, is standing in that corner and attacking closeouts. So it's and then Aaron Gordon on in cutting and everything else. It just it makes sense. The roster starts to make sense again, and everybody falls back in their roles. And quite honestly, they fall back in their roles, I think, with more confidence because they have now gone through the, you know, we're over at the halfway point of a season where they have been the main guys. And they have gotten a lot more comfortable with each other, with their games. And so now you put that back together with Jamal Murray, and that would be really just amazing to see the Nuggets be whole again.
Well, and you and I have discussed this, too, is you know, with the trade deadline coming and going and the Nuggets didn't do anything. I mean, it makes sense because what you just said, the blueprint is for when Jamal Murray, at least, and MPJ is there. And that blueprint alone can do some pretty big things. So we don't want to mess with that. We got a shooter in Bryn Forbes, as you talked about. But we don't want to mess with the nucleus too much.
Right. Exactly. I mean, Bryn Forbes is a guy. DeMarcus Cousins, they just signed to another 10-day contract. We'll just see if he sticks around the remainder of the season. And then you have, you know, players like Davon Reed, who, you know, they brought up and has been able to stick and earned a two-way contract and, you know, has played, you know, at times a very significant role in some of these games that the Nuggets have been able to win while their roster has been depleted. And so, you know, you put, you know, those two guys back on this roster that, you know, really has been, they have tinkered with it a little bit. They have added to it. They have tried to address some needs on the roster. And, you know, will that be enough once you get your guys back and once they start playing really, really well? We'll see. But certainly what they've done to this point, I think, makes a whole lot of sense, especially if those two guys come back.
Chris Dempsey joining us from Altitude TV. Well, the Nuggets really weren't big news on the trade deadline side of things, but the rest of the NBA, my goodness. I think there were a lot of people wondering what was going to happen with James Harden and the Nets. That Nets experiment just fell flat on its face, and next thing you know, James Harden's now with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, that was amazing, right? Just how quickly, I think I heard somewhere, it's like 13 months after it became a thing. It's no longer a thing, and yeah, that didn't work out, not nearly the way. I mean, they just never could keep the three on the court at the same time, you know, and forget the COVID and the vaccine stuff. But even when there was that not present, I mean, it was guys, they were just injured. And, you know, they could not be on the court at the same time. I think they said it was like 16 games total that those three played.
Wow.
You know, and so, you know, that's just, obviously, that's just not good enough. And then, obviously, you know, when you get a guy like James Harden who's really good at getting himself out of situations that he doesn't want to, just pouts his way out of situations, and has been rewarded not once but twice now. So now he's in Philadelphia, and the 76ers, you know, what are their odds? Their odds, they were halved. They're so good now. So we'll see. We'll see how that works with Philly, and obviously Joel Embiid. And, you know, they didn't have to give up Matisse Thybulle, which is a big deal for them, and Tyrese Maxey. So, it's a formidable basketball team. There's no doubt about that. If they get James Harden in his right frame of mind, and, you know, he should be getting, back with Daryl Morey, the GM there. And, you know, they were both together in Houston, especially when Houston was having all that success in the playoffs. And so, we'll see if they can recreate that there. Meanwhile, Ben Simmons, we haven't even seen play since June. So it's a we'll see what kind of Ben Simmons is there. But Brooklyn definitely needed defensive help. They got that with Ben Simmons, and he'll be a playmaker. He still has his limitations offensively. You know, they get Seth Curry, which I thought was a big deal for them. It's just going to be a devastating shooting team if they can get all those guys on the court. Patty Mills, Seth Curry, Joe Harris had the setback of his injury, but if he can come back by the playoffs, and you put that around Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and now Ben Simmons, and it's still a very formidable offensive team. And who are you going to double team off of? You know, I mean, they still will be formidable. And the Eastern Conference is, it looks like the Western Conference used to. And lots of good teams. Those two will be among them.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of teams that made some interesting moves that, you know, offloading contracts, whatever, moving on from disgruntled situations. But also teams that are just trying to get better and trying to figure out if they can make that final push. And that's certainly Philly saying, hey, we're a good team. We're a playoff team. We think we can take even that next step. What do you think of the Portland Trailblazers situation? Is the time ending its nearing its end, I should say, with Damian Lillard now that CJ McCollum's gone?
It's a good question. I think they hope it's not, which is why I think they're gutting the roster out around him. I think what they want to do is just show him that, hey, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to rebuild this thing around you. And, you know, because it hasn't clearly worked to this point, but we want you to continue to be the centerpiece. His next contract is going to be enormous. It's going to be enormous. So they had to be ready to pay him, you know, a supermax deal. And so they'll be ready to do that. But clearly this is not the same. They want to go in a different direction. You know, whatever was happening before got them into the playoffs, obviously, got them to the Western Conference Finals one time, and then just nothing else. And so it's a teardown, but I think what they're hoping is that they can get, A, Damian Lillard healthy, because he just hadn't been healthy at all this season.
Right.
But, B, show him that, okay, there's some young players that we like that we're going to pair with you now, Anthony Simons and Nasir Little, who's actually been out of the lineup for them as well. I don't know that Yusuf Nurkic stays there either. I think they really, really changed the equation there around him and try to convince him to stay and lead a group of young players back into the playoffs, and then hopefully for him and his career, because it's not as if he's getting any younger, make a real run for an NBA final. But that's what I think is happening there. They weren't going anywhere this year. They knew that. And so you might as well get some you might as well get some assets for some of your really good players.
Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV. Chris, what else stood out to you the most? Again, the Lakers were pushing hard, didn't get anything done. That is just both the Nets and the Lakers. I don't know which one's more bizarre. The Nets, like you said, can probably still pull out of this thing, but the Lakers experiment has just gone awfully wrong for them.
Yeah, the Lakers, it looks really bad for them right now. You know, they were not able to trade Russell Westbrook, and they just don't have a roster of players that most other teams want right now. And also, obviously, that roster struggles every single night to win basketball games. And, you know, I mean, they look like a play-in team to me, you know, and obviously a dangerous one with LeBron and Anthony Davis if that's where they land. But also one that's, even with those two guys on the court, struggles to win games. And, you know, you understand what the Lakers were trying to do, at least in the offseason, given how last season played out for them. You know, they almost didn't make the playoffs at all last season. And, you know, they were trying to prevent that from ever happening again by hedging their bets, by adding a guy of the caliber of a Russell Westbrook, so that now if you're missing some players, if Anthony Davis has to miss time or if LeBron James has to miss time, you could still win games. But Russell Westbrook just hadn't been any good, you know. I mean, and that's really, that's the crux of the situation. And because he hasn't been any good, it has really hampered their ability to reach whatever potential they thought they had. And then he's been so bad that they couldn't even trade him, especially with that big contract. And their role players are not super coveted around the league, and so it's. They're going to have to scrap and claw and fight their way into the play-in, I think. And it'll be just very interesting to see if they can do that, especially with teams like New Orleans Pelicans making a move for CJ McCollum now on the rise. Do they get Zion Williamson back? You know, because if they do, they are very dangerous. And then you have some other teams. Minnesota's playing pretty well as well. And so it's just as it's been rare recently that we've seen the Lakers in this situation, but this is where they are.
It's interesting, isn't it? Man, the NBA certainly heating up. I'm looking forward to tonight's game. The Nuggets going at it against Boston. Some interesting games coming up for them. I mean, Boston will be tough for sure. They've been surging, but down the stretch, there's some games there where it looks like maybe the Nuggets could start to put something together and start approaching that fifth spot, maybe that fourth spot. But a big one tonight against Boston. You guys have this one tonight, right? I know it's also on NBA TV, but we know the better coverage, local coverage, is going to be on altitude.
Yeah, yep. We have this one. We have this one in and tomorrow night's games. Yeah, you're right about both of these teams. These are the two hottest teams in the NBA. What timing? The Nuggets
right.
have to play these two teams. I mean, Boston has won six straight. Toronto's won eight straight. And both of these teams are really coming into their own after having real tough starts to the season. So for the Nuggets, this is a tough challenge. This is a tough back-to-back, man.
Yeah.
And then beginning of four games in 6 days leading into the All-Star break. So we'll see. You got to stop Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And they made the trade for Derek White, the former CU standout. And I don't know if he'll play today, but he certainly will add to their equation as well. But the Nuggets have their work cut out for them. We'll see what they can do. No Monte Morris for the Nuggets tonight, by the way. He is in concussion protocol, so he will miss the game. However, Austin Rivers should be back in this game. He missed the last game with tightness in his right hip flexor.
Chris, I got 20 seconds here. Got a texter that just wants to know, how many 10-day contracts can they keep signing Boogie to?
Well, because of the hardship rule, so they kind of did some of the 10-day contracts with the hardship rule. So you can sign a player to as many of those as you want. But I think what the Nuggets did was his first contract, 10-day contract, was a hardship rule. His second one was a normal 10-day, and so you can do two normal 10-days. So this will be the second of those, which is three overall. And so I think they're going to have to make a decision on whether they're going to keep him for the rest of the season or let him go after these 10 days. It will expire during the All-Star break. So he's got these four games, and the Nuggets have the All-Star break to make a decision on whether DeMarcus Cousins stays for the remainder of the season.
Love it, man. Nobody does it better. Appreciate you, Chris, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. We'll see you.
Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV. You want Nuggets information, you're going to get it from that man right there who's in the trenches out there every single day covering this team closely. 42 minutes after the hour. Let's get out of here. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
I didn't look up, Jadeen. We're getting that chemistry together where I almost don't even need the signals. I just know. But that time, unfortunately, I screwed it up, man. Jadeen's doing a wonderful job. Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dog, Jades. Man, there's so many great things. Jaded, maybe? Yeah, you can do something there. It's a lot of fun. You know, you can get in the bracket challenge. Are you going to get in? Are you in on this? I mean, you can't win the prizes because you work here, but you could still get in the mix and show the world what you're made of when it comes to March Madness. I think, you know, half the fun of these little things that we do is that they can beat me, obviously, and then they want to beat you too, Jadeen. You're going to feel that at some point.
Brady, I have to get in it. I mean, someone's got to make you go stand out on the roof.
That's right. We're doing Dixon has asked about this, so we're doing like our own little side bet here. Tanner's in. We haven't talked to Brian Gary about it yet. Maybe Clark and Bruce. I don't know. But we were going to do a little side bet. The loser between at least some of the staff has to go stand out on the roof. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
Hopefully
know.
Hopefully it's not cold.
Right. I don't know much about college basketball, but I know I'm not going to be the one out there, so I'll do what it takes.
All right, I know you're a big baseball guy. You're a big-time baseball guy. You like football, too, but college basketball, maybe a blind spot for you. So what will be your strategy filling out your bracket?
Probably Jerry Schimmel.
You're going to use a lifeline?
Might have to. Normally, it's just based off numbers for me because I'm really not into it. I mean, working here, I've gotten to know a little bit more. But, I mean, I've already got my champion locked in. I know who's winning it.
UNC taking the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
The 100%. Bears,
yeah.
Right? All right, Chris says, what about J-Dog?
That has been a nickname of mine in the past.
Okay. Might be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to bring it back, that's a throwback.
Let's go. Throwbacks are always good, man. Okay, we're going to keep registering people. Here's the deal. I need your email addresses. That's the only way we can get you through here. But I want to try to get four more before it's all said and done. PDC Energy's throwing out $500 for the winner of this thing. Second place from Bear Insurance, $200. And third place, a foursome of golf at the Eaton Country Club. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to take callers number 3 and 4. No money, nothing. We do it through CBS Sports. We'll send out the brackets in a few weeks when we get closer after Selection Sunday. Callers 3 and 4, you're in the bracket challenge. 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. 3 and 4, I want you in the bracket challenge. Get in, make it happen. Side note, we'll do callers 3 and 4. I'm also going to take the first texter that hits us as well at 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. So I want to register three more during this break. 12:50 the time. We'll wrap up hour number one. We got the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza coming up. They got a big one tonight against Fresno State. So all that and more coming up next. We got our Super Bowl picks coming up as well. Don't want to miss that. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the South.
Rev Chiropractic, that's where I started going about a year ago. I used to try to go to, you know, the Chiro Nows, and I'm not knocking them. I think that those all have a place, right? And Rev Chiropractic, they'd be the same people to tell you that. You know, they're not going to tell you their method is necessarily better than that. They're saying it's different. So if you need you slept wrong, you tweaked it, whatever, it's not a long-term thing, maybe Rev's not going to be for you. Rev Chiropractic is for those that have been struggling with back pain, with the spine pain, with arm pain, shoulder pain, leg pain, whatever, neck for so long, and it's not just a tweak that they had or they slept wrong or they pulled a muscle. These are things like I had, an old football injury, believe it or not. Yeah, I gotta throw that around. I broke three ribs, never really got it addressed, and the older I got, the more I started to hurt. And finally, when I had a kid, started to hurt more, throwing this kid around all the time. Now he's getting heavier. And last year, I thought, my goodness, it's time to get fixed up. And since then, my back pain is virtually gone, thanks to Rev Chiropractic. It is a one-on-one approach. They sit down, they do x-rays, they figure you out. So again, if you're hurting, if you've been struggling for a while, Rev Chiropractic can help. Seriously, they helped me. 4 minutes until the top of the hour. We got the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza coming up. Also, load up your questions for David. SI.com just did a big story on him. Like, this is how big this guy is getting, and we get to talk to him every single week here inside the whole show. So if you guys have questions for getting to know David, presented by Ent Credit Union, text in 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. We want you guys to get in on this. It's so much fun. David does an amazing job of answering questions. You know, hey, maybe it's some Super Bowl questions. Maybe you want to get David's Super Bowl pick for the weekend. We could certainly hit that up as well. But we do appreciate him taking the time. I know it's game day. We've got Fresno State coming up tonight. An absolute big game. Every game at this point is huge for Colorado State. So why not preview that game with us, with one of the best players in the country? The David Roddy Show, coming up next.